Bro, she made fucking beans. What the fuck?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 14 of This Week in Irrelevance. I'm Jake.
Zach.
Pierce.
And we are going to be talking all things relevant as usual.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at IrrelevancePod. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm going to get it one of these times.
No. You say chavel?
Chavel. Subscribe to us on YouTube, This Week in Irrelevance. If you want to be featured in an episode, email us at irrelevancepod@gmail.com. And last thing on the agenda, consider leaving us a rating. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Apparently, it goes a long way, and we would really appreciate it.
Did you say subscribe to our YouTube channel?
Yeah, I did.
If you didn't, just subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Don't fucking hesitate.
I wasn't listening.
Well, it's all staying in. That's
it. Never comes out.
It can never. It can't be deleted. But we say it cannot be deleted.
Yeah.
No, we've never edited one of our podcasts before.
No, last episode will show that we have never edited ever.
No.
We're on a fucking heater, boys. We got 2 coming in less than a week.
We recorded on. Was that Monday already?
Yeah.
We don't fuck around. We don't fuck around.
Holy shit. Yeah, 2 in a week.
When your uncle comes around, bud, it's straight to business.
Yeah.
It's back to business. What's first on the list for today?
Quite possibly one of the grossest things in my entire life happened to me.
Okay.
When?
And it also involves chicken.
Oh, we're bringing back the chicken.
Chicken.
I feel like chickens was one of the grossest fucking foods that you can eat. Like, I've had so many bad experiences with chicken, and mainly McDonald's chicken.
Yo, lately,
you're not
when
wrong.
I cook chicken, I convince myself that I'm getting food poisoning after, and I fucking stress myself and freak myself out for at least 4 hours after I eat chicken that I cook myself.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I don't trust even myself cooking chicken. That's why I burn the fuck out of it, or cook the fuck out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just dry.
What, you guys don't like your chicken juicy, a little mid-rare?
I've eaten medium-rare chicken before, like, without getting sick. I chose it. Yeah, in Japan, I chose it. I chose to eat it medium-rare. Not even, like, it came out to me and I just ate it. I was like, ah, fuck it, we're doing it.
It's got that special sauce, though, man. They know what they're fucking doing.
Zach, you can't say
Why, Japanese? You can call me a can if you want. Canadian.
Okay, what's your story, Zach?
Yeah, moving on. What's your story?
You gotta delete it then if I can't fucking say things.
No, just bleep out the part.
Oh, we're leaving that.
You're gonna get us fucking canceled, Pierce. You want this story or not?
I want us to get canceled. That's good publicity.
Anyways, I was working on a customer's car.
Okay.
And like, once we're done, you gotta, like, clean it up a little bit, right? Give it a quick little vac and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cleaning up this customer's fucking car. And I, like, it's fucking gross. And I'm going vacuuming. All of a sudden, I just see, like, a thing fly out from under the seat, like, right into the fucking vacuum. I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I kind of point the vacuum under that direction. All of a sudden, fucking chicken wings that weren't even eaten yet. That were blue and like double the size from fucking
man.
Start sucking up one at a time. Oh, I'm getting sick thinking of it. And by like the fucking third one, man, I had to stop.
Listen to me again.
I had to stop, man. I couldn't do it.
Like, that's awesome. Do it.
They were blue and like doubled in size from the hair. So I fucking stopped. And I'm like, I can't clean this fucking shit.
That's all of a sudden, fucking gross.
Just wait. And then the guy who worked the front counter who deals with the customers came back. And I'm like, yo, I can't clean this vehicle. Like, I'm going to be sick. I already am sick. And he's like, hey, yeah. He's like, that's not even bad. One time we had this guy's customer. Holy fuck. This customer's car come in. And some, like, I've never heard this story before. And the dude, you know how you can, like, shit outside your door with, like, being in the car kind of sliding your ass over?
No.
Yeah, you can do that, but you're not supposed to.
Somebody shit into, like, the door panel of their fucking car.
Oh, no.
And like the fucking shit was at, stuck at the bottom, and they closed their door, and it was fucking like hardened.
Was there any on the outside? Was there like a clear attempt at shitting out the window?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so they
did
just,
it with the door open. Shit. They did it with the door open, and they on their sill and the fucking door panel.
Oh,
it was a door, and it stuck together, and it hardened.
And they just brought it into like the glass shop like that?
Oh, we didn't know it was like that.
Oh God, how could you not know?
Okay, but like, first off, who needs to fucking like, this sounds like it's happened more than once. So who is going out driving and then just shitting out the door? Who is in that much of a rush to begin with?
And how would you not remember that before you brought it into a shot, man?
Oh God. I've been in the position where I've had to shit so extremely bad, like I felt like I couldn't hold it. Maybe it was one of those.
Yeah, but yeah, fucking dude, pull
I've
over.
Shit, like the lake and stuff when I was swimming, I had to shit so bad.
Okay.
You shit in the lake?
Oh yeah, I'm shit in the lake.
Aqua shits. My dad did that.
Okay.
It's the only way to do it, bud. You don't gotta wipe. Just run your fingers through a couple times and you're
gross. Anyway, what were you saying, Pierce?
Zach, how much money would it take for you to fucking eat one of those chicken wings?
Oh, dude, don't even fucking say that. Just, I couldn't. I don't know if there's enough money on this fucking planet to make me do that.
Like the whole thing or just a bite?
Just munch that whole thing, like clean the bone and everything.
At least like 10 million. Like that's a
10
good...
million? That's not even a fucking close to a fraction.
Really?
Dude, I couldn't. Like, my body's rejecting it, thinking of it.
Oh, just think about it. Just all that fucking grease.
No, don't. You're going to get up and throw up. He'll throw up. And he'll
I
leave.
Will. I will.
He'll throw I up will. And it'll be Pierce's fault. And then we're going to have to get you to come and clean up his bed.
Yeah.
Because he's sitting on his bed. Throw up on the dog.
Guy's going to throw up right on fucking Gerald's head.
Yeah. Hey, don't talk about G.
McGerald.
Keep my boy's name out your mouth.
The Garhold.
Out your mouth.
Garhold. Have we told that story before?
I don't know if we told it on here. I know you told it to me.
The Arby's situation?
I mean, Zach were at Arby's in high school, and they asked for your name for some reason?
Yeah, they're like, we need a name to call out the order. I'm like, okay, yeah, Gerald. They're like, Gerald? I'm like, yeah. They're like, spell it. I'm like, G-E-R-A-L-D. And they're like, okay. And I go fill up my drink and shit, grab some Arby's sauce.
Horsey sauce.
And this fucking meat stick, this hot dog for a brain. Garhold, your order's ready. Garhold.
Like 12 of us, we all just look at each other and start fucking laughing.
No, the worst was trying to keep a straight face going to grab that bitch.
Yeah. Garhold.
Fuck, that's great.
It's the second time I've been fucked!
All right.
Is that the fucking hypotheticals corner music?
That's hypotheticals corner music.
The fuck.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're starting off a little bit nasty. All right.
I already have.
So you guys have two options. You are either A, now Goatsy, but it has like your full name under it.
Okay. Wait. What'd you say? I missed that.
I said you're Goatsy. Either A. Like now Goatsy, like you know the picture Goatsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're either that, but it has your full name under it. So for anybody that doesn't know what Goatsy is, it's a dude like using both hands to stretch his asshole open.
And it's
I was gonna look it up, big guy.
Fuck, I wish you would have. That would have been so funny. What is Goatsy? But and his ass is like prolapsed too.
Yeah. So
So on the one hand, we are the Goatsy guy.
Yeah, that picture is you, and it has your full name under it, right?
And address, and
yeah,
where you work, and
you're fully doxed underneath the picture. That's option A, or option B, you get quote unquote exposed as like a racist by some chick on Twitter with over a million followers.
Oh fuck!
Oh, racism.
Yeah.
Dog, no one needs to see my spread cheeks.
Okay, so on the Goatsy thing, it just says your name.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Full name and address.
No, not address. Does that mean somebody's gonna come to your house and fucking rape you?
Not address.
I don't know
but full
what you
name.
Guys are into, man.
I'll probably go with the Goatsy thing.
Yeah, guy doesn't want to be called a racist.
I don't. Fuck that. Imagine trying to get anywhere. I guess. Same with the goatee thing.
Yeah, a good job? Everybody who knows you, man. Everybody who's ever heard your name, they're just going to see your fucking prolapsed fucking cheeks.
Yeah. Well, they already have, but.
Well, most of us, anyways.
No, I don't know, man. That's a hard one. Yeah. I'll stick by my guns. Fuck it, goatee.
Goatee?
What about you?
Me, I'm going with the racist thing. I want to get exposed as a racist because that'll blow this podcast up like no other.
Okay.
Just drop it right now.
Yeah, just start saying shit.
No.
I don't know you and I don't like you if you do, though.
No.
Yeah, I never associated with you or had a podcast with you if you do.
Yeah.
My name's not actually Zach.
Yeah, it's Garhold.
Yeah, it's Garhold.
Okay. Hypothetical number two. So you fellas get to go on a trivia show. You get to choose the subject for the questions. Anything in the entire world, all the questions are based off of that then. But if you get something wrong, you lose a finger. What topic do you choose?
What color gitch am I wearing?
No, that doesn't work.
That's not trivia. That's just guessing.
That's not guessing. I don't wear underwear. It's a trick question. I win every time.
Again, I wasn't really listening. Like I was watching a video.
Yeah, but like it has to be like a full topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like say you were to choose, I don't know, fuck, Star Wars, right? Everything would be Star Wars related, right?
There's too much in the Star Wars universe for me to try that.
Okay, so what's your choice?
Super hard trivia show?
I don't know. I imagine it gets harder the farther you go. The more fingers you have, the harder it is.
Oh, we're not just answering one question?
No, you're going until you run out of fingers. No, it's 10. What? We'll do 10 questions. 10 questions. See, so either you keep all hard. 10 fingers if you win, or you have no fingers.
See, I'm a jack of all trades, but I'm a master at none kind of guy.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? So it's like I know a little bit about kind of, I wouldn't say everything, but like I know a little bit about a lot, but I don't know like everything about one specific thing. So it's fucking really hard.
Guy knows a little bit about a lot of shit, you know?
A little bit about a lot. Just a little bit.
Fuck, that's a really hard question.
Yeah, that actually is a difficult one.
I guess you go for, where are you going to go for losing the least amount of fingers?
Yeah, I'm probably going to lose at least one.
Yeah.
Do I get like a week to study?
Sure, we'll give you a week to study.
Fuck, that might be even harder. What the hell do I study?
I'll go with the 1982 Corolla.
The 1982 Toyota Corolla. Toyota Corolla.
That's fuck my topic. That's my topic.
I like it. I think you're not going to lose too many fingers. There's not many parts there.
I think I'd lose six. That's my guess. Six that would be my fingers. Guess.
What happened? Are you in the bathroom?
Huh?
Are you in the bathroom?
I stood up for a second.
That's crazy how much it changes.
Yeah, your audio is completely different.
Is it better or worse?
No, it's better.
Better now.
Okay, I guess I'll just sit on the shitter for the rest of the episode.
Why were you shitting standing up?
I'm not sitting. I'm not shitting. I walked into my bathroom to look how fucking good looking I am. What's it to you?
Beans. I think I might fucking do my trivia on fucking beans.
That's it, hey?
No, fuck. Probably. Yeah, sure. Fuck it. We'll do shoes.
Air Jordan specifically, Jake.
Nah, fuck it. All shoes.
All shoes. Those. They're going to be walking out the caveman drips on you, and you won't have any idea what they're talking about.
No.
Well, I have a week to study, right? I can start with the beginning of shoes and get to the end.
You would lose all 10 fingers.
What?
I have fucking faith in you, but you would lose all 10 fingers. You know how broad that is, dog?
So I have to pick a specific thing in the shoe world?
I like shoes.
You can lose your fingers. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, they're your fingers.
I'm trying to help you out.
I feel like there's not as much as we think there is. There's like the creation of shoes up until like now.
No, you're not.
But like how difficult could it be, you know? I might fuck it. I'm just gonna go with shoes in general.
I just read the most fucked up post in my entire life.
Well, let's hear it.
Do babies smell good because they were marinating coochie juice for 9 months?
Yes, clearly.
That's fucked.
For mine, what the fuck? I just thought of what mine would be to lose the least amount of fingers, and I'm going fucking car audio, baby.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. That would be so easy for me.
Oh, big guy. Oh. I'm just kidding. So you do know a lot about car audio.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you still won't wire up my fucking deck.
Never asked. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Never got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking cunt. Never cared.
Yeah, that's it. No. I even got the same fucking kind of truck as you. It'd be easy.
Oh, that one. You didn't even have that truck when I was living up there.
Okay, okay. Do you got any more fucking hypos?
Yeah, I got a few more. Keeping with the topic of game show, it's the This Week in Irrelevance game show live on CBC. What is our game show? Like, it has to be whack and outrageous. And yes, there will be a cast of 15 uncles that will molest the contestants.
All right, here we go. Now you're speaking my language. Contestants all have to be male, correct?
They can if you want, yeah.
No, all male, just like our audience.
All male, all right.
Our audience, by the way, we have never said
what the fuck was the question?
Our audience is 100% male. Anyway, moving on. What?
What the fuck was the question?
Were you not listening?
Yeah, did you not hear?
What would be our game show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make up a game show.
The This Week in Irrelevance game show.
Zach's grumbling. What are you growling at?
I mean, all we would need about is a minute and 20 seconds of footage because everyone seems to back out of our podcast by then.
You're not wrong.
I know.
You know, in the 90s, there was those slime game shows where if you got a question wrong, and you just got slimed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all, 15, all 15 uncles just come on you instead.
That's it. We have all male contestants, and you get cummed on if you get an answer wrong.
Yeah, so but the answers are gonna consist of like bodybuilding.
That's our
proper muscle oiling techniques.
Ooh. Hot guys in Hollywood.
Just extremely like yeah, fuck yeah, let's go. Call it the This Week in Irrelevance homosexual hour.
Yeah. And then it's all like super personal questions about us that nobody would have any reference to answer.
Yeah, it's just like inside jokes that only we know.
Yeah. This is this
you're basically coming on the show just to get came on.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting, we're us three just sitting there watching.
Yeah, we sit there and
we all have four sitting on like thrones watching all these dudes get cummed on.
Yeah, we're sitting on golden toilets with no pants on.
And you guys wonder why our number one search thing is gay.
Our own number one reference tag is gay.
That's well, the This Week in Irrelevance going on CBC, so shouldn't be should be too bad.
Showcase.
Are we on CBC?
We're going on Spike TV, fuck. We're going on Network. Right after Pros versus Joes.
Yeah, fuck yes. And then Sports Science after, and then fucking, what was it?
Thousand Leagues get cummed on.
Deadliest Warrior. Oh. We could just incorporate all those fucking, okay, you know, Spike Channel isn't a thing anymore. Let's just take Fear Factor, Pros versus Joes, Deadliest Warrior, and A Thousand Ways to Die, combine them into one game show.
Yeah.
Except.
Fuck it.
Except with Come On.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come On.
Uncles versus Joes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be Pros versus Uncles?
No. Because the uncles are all pros.
Danny, what do you want for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs, dear.
What?
Oh, for crying out loud! I said bacon and eggs!
On our end, that is such a scuffed fucking audio clip.
Yeah, you can't so even fucking hear it.
It sounds.
I didn't know if I should start talking or not.
Like, it sounds fine on the recording, though. So that's all.
Oh, it's terrible on here because there's such a variation in audio in like volume on it, so it just gets fucked.
Yeah,
wouldn't be the podcast if we never had a couple pauses here and there.
That's true.
Hopefully, your fucking computer doesn't shut down this time.
Yeah, my computer's still going. We haven't crashed yet, so. All good things.
Yep.
Now, moving into the last one. This is not a hypothetical. It's more of a story. I came up with this when I was looking for, like, weird game shows to add to the last one. You know, I was like, oh, where's some weird shit we can put in here, right?
Yeah.
So, no matter what we could come up with ours, it can never be as stupid as this show that I found.
Okay.
And it's not...
I mean, ours was pretty fucking stupid.
It's not
We didn't
really...
even decide on anything, by the way.
Yeah, we did. They got the gist of it.
It's just going to be a super homoerotic cum fest?
Yeah, that's it.
With zero questions asked, pretty much?
Yeah. That sounds about right to our podcast. So, I found a sport last night. This sport was called the World Sauna Championships.
Yeah, that's fucking Finland for you, man. And, they invented saunas.
And yeah, this is basically who can sit in a sauna the longest, the sport. That's
fuck
what
yeah.
a good way to die.
So basically, the event ran from 1999 to 2010. And would you guys like to know why it shut down in 2010?
Either a sexual assault thing or somebody died.
I'm guessing somebody died.
On August 7th, 2010, both of the finalists, Vladimir Ledeshensky and Timo Kakkonen.
Nice.
Well, they fucking passed out after 6 minutes.
They what?
They passed out after 6 minutes, both of them.
Okay.
What?
Would you like to guess how hot sauna was?
How hot is a sauna usually?
Like 60?
Like 110 Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to run some numbers real quick.
Zach, the number runner. 43 degrees Celsius.
43 Celsius.
What? Most saunas you stick to temperatures around 80 degrees.
80
Celsius
Fahrenheit.
Or Fahrenheit?
Celsius.
80 Celsius. Holy shit.
What? Holy shit.
That's hot.
But that's all steam, though. It's not like
for
direct sunlight.
Periods of 5 to 6 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think I looked up Celsius and average sauna, and I just pretty sure what showed up was your fucking thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
Would you like, you want to know what temperature that sauna was at?
Yes.
110 Celsius.
Holy shit.
Also,
so there
it said 230 Fahrenheit.
While I looked, and it said it had bursts of up to 140.
All Celsius, correct?
Celsius. Yes.
That's fucking dangerous.
Keep in mind, water boils at 100 Celsius.
Yeah, like they're boiling.
Your blood's boiling.
Yeah.
Your blood's boiling.
So, anyway,
ooh.
Vlad Sounds the Russian, like our one of our finalists, he never wakes up again. He dies.
Oh, he's still sleeping.
He dies of third-degree burns with a tummy full of painkillers and his body smothered and covered in local anesthetic gel. Which is completely fine, according to the rules of sauna hell. Like, what Jesus. I was thinking when I read that was that, you know, your pain receptors are there for a reason, and muting them in something that dangerous probably isn't a good move.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Oh, like he went into the sauna with all those painkillers?
Yeah.
That sounds like a David Blaine move.
I thought they gave him all those painkillers after he passed out.
No,
to keep him alive.
He did that so he could stay in there longer.
So he filled his fucking. He's got a belly full of fucking painkillers.
Yeah.
He's got basically aloe vera gel all over him.
Well, like numbing cream, basically. Yeah.
He's got fucking rub A535 all over him. That's fucking
cooling gel.
So our buddy Timo.
The other homeboy.
He won by forfeit, I guess we'll say.
Well, yeah, if the other contestant dies, I assume that's fucking forfeit.
Which he wouldn't find out that he won until 6 weeks later when they brought him out of a medically induced coma.
Oh, fuck.
Holy
yeah, what a way to win.
Fuck.
70% of the guy's body was burnt, his respiratory system was burnt, and his kidneys managed to fail as well.
So he's dead, pretty much.
Well, as far as I can tell, Wikipedia says he's still alive, but I can't imagine how frequented that Wikipedia article is.
Or I can't imagine he's that much alive, if he is alive.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what can that guy even do now?
Yeah.
So, extra fun little tidbit for the end here. Our boy Timo was talking to a reporter minutes before the competition. Would you like to guess what he was talking about? Or what he said to her?
Something in Finnish?
He said, these new saunas are a lot more extreme than the ones we used last year.
What, are they a fucking oven?
Yeah, that's not even a sauna anymore.
This sauna is cool.
You're roasting a fucking turkey at 450 for 4 hours in that bitch, man.
He walks in, it's not the wood paneling, it's just all metal.
You know how
with elements on the floor and on the ceiling?
Just a bunch of guys torching the walls before they go in.
You know how I found this article?
By searching up game shows?
Yeah, so I searched up game shows and a TSN fucking guy came up, like, that was writing for TSN Magazine that partook in this in like 2008.
TSN Magazine?
Yeah. But what was the average times of other people?
Also, was this like the fucking finals? This was the finals, so they'd been in the sauna for like all day.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't say how long that they were in there before, but they have men and women in both of these.
Men and woman?
Men and woman.
Woman.
I know, I've seen it. I watched a fucking TSN fucking 30 for 30 episode on it.
That's a TSN turning point, bud.
It was a TSN turning point when Vlad came back from the dead and won the competition.
Oh, no shit. So, I just looked up the champions. For 2010, the men's champion is neither of them. Those two guys fucking didn't get shit. Some other guy must have survived that.
So what? Oh, so there is a winner.
Yeah.
Or you think they canceled it? They probably canceled it, dog.
Ilka Poyia won.
Oh, man. Not even Timo?
Not even Timo. All that sacrifice, and he didn't even fucking win.
So there's three of them in there then.
So yeah, I guess it was Ilka Poyia who won by forfeit.
Congrats, Ilka. We invite you on the podcast and talk about it.
Please.
Yeah.
There's a guy.
Man, if we could actually get him on here.
That would be awesome. If we get famous, we gotta just start having irrelevant guests like that.
Exactly. Like the fucking guy who says, who do you think you are, I am, after winning that bowling competition?
Yeah.
You have to have him. Who do you think you are, I am? I remember that on TSN like fucking 12 years ago. He loves it.
That was old, man.
Fuck yeah. With his glasses on.
Pierce, can you play this for the podcast?
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That's gonna get it! That is why I did it! Another five! Are you kidding me? That's
the announcer's great, too.
Who do you think you are? I am!
I can't even hear it.
I can a little bit.
Who do you think you are? I am!
That's one of the best, like...
That dude's wearing shades to go bowling. You don't fuck yeah. with this guy.
Those are the
like he's so excited his brain just didn't work.
Those are the speed goggles.
Yeah, they are.
Fuck.
That guy was tested in a wind tunnel.
So
I don't know how you can get like that good at bowling. Like I remember seeing those bowling competitions as a kid. Like they used to air them. I remember fucking Will Ferrell commentated one in character as Ron Burgundy. This is like a legit thing that happened. But I remember watching them being like, man, how the fuck do you get good at bowling?
Oh, you just do it all the time, I guess.
You just keep tossing
That's
the rock?
That's like golfing, bro. That's like
Yeah, but golfing, there's like, I don't know, there's a lot of fucking technique with it. I guess there's some technique in bowling, but I'm assuming if you just toss the rock enough, just like skipping a fucking stone, you're eventually going to get it split down the middle.
Apparently it has lots to do with how it curves and the spin on the ball after you release it and shit, because if you send it right down the middle, that's not what you want. You want to curve in.
It's pure astrophysics.
Yeah.
Astrophysics.
There's more going on than you guys think.
Man, have you guys seen Shaq now?
Yeah.
On
Shaq Daddy's fucking ripped, man.
He's always been ripped.
Dude, but like... He's posting like a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Like workout shit, man. Yo, he's got like fucking abs.
Shaq's always had abs.
No.
Except for when he went to the Celtics, he was fat.
That guy's been taking his fucking t-shirt off since high school, man.
Man, he was shredded back in the day.
Oh, I'm fucking sure he's built like a fucking librarian.
You know who else is fucking
I think you underestimate Shaq.
No one's ever overestimated Shaq, man.
Bro!
Or underestimated Shaq.
Shaq used to be fucking shredded, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, but he'll never be as shredded as the fucking Todd father.
No. We can't even speak that name on here because that is such an inside joke. It won't even work at all.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are even talking about.
Zach doesn't even know what we're talking about. And we can't even talk about him without doxing him.
Fuck. Well... If anybody wants to hear that story, fucking email us and we'll send you over the Todd Father documents.
Yeah, we can make it a Todd Father documentary, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we'll get you involved.
Yeah, you'll know.
Did we get any emails, Pierce?
Fuck no.
We got a message, though, on Instagram.
Yeah, we did get a message. I'll read it out.
Shout him out.
Shout him out.
Bring them
this
out.
This is from Michelle Obama.
Oh, man, I wish.
This is from our boy Luke. He shot us a message. He just said, glad to see another episode up, boys. Keep at it, or I'll tell my uncle.
Fuck yeah. Thanks, Lukey.
Thanks, Luke. We appreciate you, man. And please, whatever you do, don't tell your fucking uncle.
And Luke, if you're listening, get in contact with us. We'll send you some stickers.
Yeah, man. Message me back. I messaged you back fucking 3 days ago. You haven't answered me. You fucking piece of shit.
Well, pussy. To be fair, you took 2 weeks to answer him.
2 weeks?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Fuck no.
It was 2 weeks.
No. No, was it?
Yeah, it was. I read the thing.
I'll read the date. Okay, fuck off, Pierce. Mind your own fucking business, okay? It's exactly 14 days.
Wow.
Sometimes you're just lucky like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I also want to give a shout out to fucking Landspeed, too. Go listen to Landspeed. Follow them on Instagram. They got millions of viewers or listeners, but those guys are homies, and they shot us personal messages saying that they really enjoyed the podcast and stuff like that, which is dope.
Yeah, and they got a new album coming out in a couple weeks here, so the Irrelevance Pod should be fucking bumping that shit.
Yeah, we're going to be bumping it. We're going to maybe bring them on as guests.
Yeah, we'll talk to the lads, man, see if they can come over.
Also, Pierce found out a little bit of info about that crew, too, about himself.
You're related to a famous person, Pierce.
Yeah, that's it.
Pierce is cousins with them.
Yeah.
One of them.
I don't know how it works. I know his, like, his mom is my dad's cousin, so I don't know what that makes us.
Cousins.
Inbred.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, let's move on to Idiot of the Week. Hit that fucking button, Pierce.
You're a fucking idiot.
All right. So, this is a sort of a global story. Everyone knows about it right now. It's current, but I just want to talk about it because they are truly idiots, and it was this week. So, the guys that stole Lady Gaga's dogs.
Okay.
Her dogs went missing.
Idiots. Super fucking idiots. How do you... Okay, so these guys...
Give us a backstory.
I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. Lady Gaga has a dog walker because, God forbid, she fucking walks, you know, her dogs at, like a normal human being. So this guy was walking her three dogs, and this car pulled up on him. And these, I think it was two gentlemen, stepped out and scuffled with him a bit. And this guy was screaming like a Muppet. I sent the video.
The guy who's walking the dogs?
Yeah, I sent a video to the Discord. Don't watch it yet. We're going to watch it together in a bit. But all I can say is he was... it's rude because... So this guy got shot by these guys. These guys shot him.
Shot for the dogs.
They shot him for the dogs.
Yeah.
Tried to kill him for these two fucking French bulldogs.
Okay.
And people's argument were, they're expensive dogs. Yeah, but not expensive enough to fucking kill the guy. You could just beat him up.
Yeah.
Right? So now
you point a gun at a guy and you'll fucking get him. Dude, some guy's like, give me your dog. I mean, you didn't even have to
have
hands. I'm like, here, fucking take my dog.
Yeah, it's not even his either. They're fucking Lady Gaga's dogs. He doesn't even have, well, no pun intended, he doesn't even have a dog in this fight. Like, he can just step away. Okay, whatever. This guy pointed a gun at me. I'm not going to fucking die for these stupid dogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy gets shot and they take off with two dogs. One dog stayed. People are saying he fought to keep the dog safe, but the dog fucking ran away and then came back to him as he was on the ground. He didn't, you know, it's not like he fucking roundhouse kicked these guys at the same time to keep this dog safe. I'm not hating on the guy. He got shot. Sucks. But, you know,
where did he get shot?
In the chest.
So pretty good one.
He got shot pretty good. I'm being a bit rude.
A guy couldn't even give him a courtesy shot and shoot him in the fucking leg. I had to shoot him in the fucking chest.
But so the guy is in all good working condition. That's why I'm making these remarks. I'm joking around about it. If it was me in that position, I probably would be dead because I'd probably put my head in front of the gun trying to headbutt the guy. But I would just like you guys to watch the video that I sent. I sent a TMZ clip. I know, TMZ, whatever. But just watch the clip and listen to it. Pierce, please play the audio.
The graphic video?
Yeah, the graphic
video. They got the whole thing on video?
Yeah. Just have the fucking
volume. Did she get her dogs back though?
Two of them, yeah. Actually, all three of them. Okay, we can stop it there. So afterwards, he just sort of lays on the ground because he got fucking shot.
Yeah.
And he screams.
Well, I see one of the dogs just walk away.
Yeah, the dog walks away and then comes back. So
did they take the dogs? Then?
They took. So there was three of them, and they took two dogs. So they're idiots because those dogs have been posted everywhere. Everyone knows what those fucking dogs look like, and they should have known that was going to happen. So they couldn't sell the fucking dogs or hold them for ransom because what the fuck? Who's going to fucking buy those? And also, you think Lady Gaga is going to fucking deal with you guys? You guys are fucking stupid.
I don't know.
And even if she did deal with you, the cops would be there to fucking arrest you because you tried to kill a guy for two fucking dogs.
I feel like dog napping, like celebrities' dogs, would almost be the perfect crime.
No. Well, yeah, dude, maybe if you didn't shoot the fucking guy.
Dude, I got a real story.
Wait.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry for me thinking that video was funny. I just thought it was funny because the guy sounds a bit like Kermit the Frog or something. Like he's going fucking mental, but he gets shot. And also, it's just kind of weird that, you know, it happened right in front of the camera. I don't know. It's just weird. I've had for a second thought maybe this is a fucking publicity stunt, but that's pretty fucking Hector publicity stunt. But anyway. Also, what publicity does Lady Gaga need now?
True.
You know?
That's just it.
Fuck, so, you're saying at the inauguration.
Yeah, so I think it's not a publicity stunt unless, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, shitty the guy got shot, but, you know,
good in that moment,
it really proves that your brain goes silly mode and you don't know what to do.
So did they cast?
You end up sounding like a Muppet. No, they found the dog, some lady... "Quote unquote," found the dogs tied up in a fucking alleyway to a power pole.
I don't believe it.
Right? I know it seems weird. Oh, the dog! This lady just found these dogs, and
it doesn't make sense. Know? Why would they go through all that trouble? No, she's in on
also,
it.
Also, I saw this thing saying Lady Gaga was offering $500,000 for these return of these dogs. Couldn't these guys, if they were smart, just send a random chick saying, "Hey, I found these fucking dogs," and they split it three ways?
Absolutely, they could. That's exactly what I'd do.
I think that's maybe these guys aren't idiots of the week.
Maybe they're just smarter than all of us.
Yeah, maybe that was their whole ploy.
That's why they had to shoot the guy.
Yeah, maybe they shot him with a blank. Maybe the dog walker's in on it.
Oh,
maybe that's why he was putting on such a show. Woo! Woo! You know?
Make sure everybody hears it.
Yeah, everyone heard. Right in front of the fucking camera? Dude! Yeah,
how much does the dog walker make? That makes you fucking think, dude.
Yeah.
And if you keep watching the video, this guy shows up, and he's, like, standing there, like, staring at him, and, like, the guy's screaming the whole time, and then this other guy comes up, he's like, "Call the fucking police!" And then the guy gets in on the action, the guy who's standing there staring at him. We're like, what the fuck was that guy doing? As soon as he saw the other guy running towards him, he like, got into action like he was doing something the whole time. But he wasn't. He was just standing there staring and like walking around this guy.
Could have been in shock, though.
Not as much as the guy on the ground, but...
No, seeing a guy shot and shit, that could be fucking traumatizing.
Yeah. If it's not what we think it is, if it's not what our conspiracy brains concocted, those guys are fucking idiots. But...
I really hope there's
more going on.
I hope it is what we said it is there.
Me too, because that's fucking funny. And that means the dog walker didn't actually get hurt. And
like, you wouldn't just shoot somebody and then tie the dogs off in a back alley and fucking bail for
no reason. You went through all that fucking trouble? Like, really? Go to Mexico.
Well, if you think about it, you would shoot the guy so then he would be like, "Well, I couldn't save the dogs from these guys," you know? Like, exactly. that's his out.
But they also could have just beat the shit out of him, and then he could have said, "You know, I got beat up." You know,
like I said, that's true. They could have pointed a gun at him, man.
Yeah,
and probably got away with it.
Or they could have just walked behind him and bopped him on the head. again, it comes back to all this being in front of the fucking camera.
Yeah.
With really good audio, so you can hear the guy screaming the whole time. And the dog's going, Yeah, I thought that was fucking funny this week, and also weird. But anything else to say on the matter? Or should I move on to our dishonorable guest?
No, I got a fucking story. I got to go with it.
Right.
This is a true story. So I used to work at a fucking pet store in my younger days.
Yep.
Guy was the manager.
He was.
This chick walked in and looked at, was looking at the dogs or whatever, right, that we were selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over and I start talking to her. This is a true story. I go over and start talking to her. I'm like, oh, hi, this and that, this and that. And she's like, yeah, I'm looking for a new dog. I'm like, okay, this and that. I'm like, you ever have a dog before? And she's like, yeah, actually, I had a, I think it was a German Shepherd, she said. I don't know, that's not important. She's like, I had a dog. We'll just say it was a German Shepherd. So I got a German Shepherd, and then some guys came and stole him out of my backyard, put him in a truck, and took off. And all of a sudden, like 4 days later, I got a call from a random number, and they said, if you guys come up to Lake, which is about like 4 or 5 hours north of where we're from, if you come up here with $1,000 in cash, we'll give you your dog back.
Fuck no.
So this chick,
how much?
$1,000.
Something like that. Yeah. This chick grabbed the money. She went up there. I think she was by herself. She said, went all the way up.
Dumb idea.
Went up there by herself. They said, okay, she knocks on this door, the address that they gave her. Just, they grabbed the money, took $1,000. Kate, go home. She's like, where's my dog? They're like, oh, he's dead. And just, she had to drive back, lost $1,000 for no reason.
That sucks, dude. Like, that just, like, there's such big pieces of shit on this planet.
But, like, man, what do you do in that situation, you know? Like,
yeah.
Man, I love my dog to death, and I love my dog more than anything. But I don't think I'd roll up there with three truckfuls of buddies with shotguns up there, man, to go try to get my dog back, you know? I know somebody's getting killed. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Like,
yeah.
Like, fuck, man, that's a dangerous game you're playing.
You can just take the cops with you. That's kind of what they're for, aren't they?
The cops ain't gonna do fuck all, man.
No, I know. Like, I had a fucking bike stolen, and I reported it to the local police, right? Because I found it on Kijiji, and they're like, yeah, we'll look into that. Never fucking called me back. Didn't even go and look at it.
Yeah, there's also a big difference between a fucking bike pierce and a dog.
I'm just saying that
the police won't do shit.
Oh, I know. I understand what you're saying, but like, there's a difference.
Still sour about that fucking bike.
But yeah, man, that's pretty wild. Like, I don't know. It's fucked up to think that people are even like that. And they're like, she was even like, I had no idea how they got my number. Like, nothing. Yeah, like, I wouldn't fuck around.
No.
Sorry, Finn.
I'm about to send a video for my dishonorable guest.
I think I know what this is.
I bet you don't. So this video is entitled, Dude Attempts to Bong Rip a Carolina Reaper Nearly Melts His Lungs.
Oh, my God.
The audio, I just want you to play the first little bit. Just listen to this guy how after he takes this rip.
Hottest chili. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm not going to say I'm going to be able to bong rip this whole thing.
Oh, he clears it
for his second hit.
Why would you... drinking water is not gonna help, dude.
No, it's gonna make it worse.
Oh, there's nothing you could do.
Except your fate, bro.
God damn.
Oh, he's just drooling all over himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, you can stop it there. Like,
that guy's dead.
That just proves evolution. Like, the weak dies so the strong can get stronger. We learn from his mistakes. But yeah, I don't think he died, but still, that's Darwinism right there, man. Why did you ever think that that was something you should do?
Yeah.
It's also like those guys that vaped cum. Do you remember that video?
What?
Yeah, that was like fucking 6 years ago. There's a video of this guy vaping his own cum. He fucking threw up. I mean, it's just disgusting. But I'm glad people like that exist, just because we can learn from them. I feel like those people have existed forever. It's like those guys, probably millions, not millions, 100,000 years ago, when they were testing berries. Those are the guys that would have eaten all the berries to see which ones are poisonous. So we need people like that. I'm glad that man is around. Now I know not to fucking bong rip Carolina Reaper. All right, that about concludes mine. That's it for my idiot of the week. You can close it out, Pierce.
Macaroni. Oh, fuck, wrong one.
You're a fucking idiot.
See, I have all the sound pads labeled, but I still managed to hit the wrong ones.
Oh, I got fucking disturbed and honestly, like, kind of creeped out last night, man.
Okay.
Why?
What happened?
You guys see that ad about that 14-year-old girl that killed her disabled sister?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. That's the thing. Remember last night I was saying I got something else to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was it.
I didn't look into it because you said not to.
Okay, she's 14. She killed her older sister. She's 19. She was handicapped.
Okay.
In a wheelchair.
And she posted all the fucking bunch of pictures on TikTok of like her bloody giraffe and like
love
and like a bloody
stuff
glove
like that on TikTok.
Like
yeah.
it's for real. It's not like some fucking edgy bait. Like this is a real thing.
No, like this is legit.
No, and it's disgusting, man. Oh, it's so fucked up.
What did you read?
No, man, that picture. I saw that picture of that giraffe that she posted just covered in blood.
Like,
oh,
what did
she
do with that? Soak up all the fucking blood? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Or was your sister holding it? Like,
yeah, like, fuck.
This is terrible.
Fuck
Jesus.
Out, man.
I don't care how old you are. Like, maybe you should just be killed, you know, for doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you have, there's obviously something, like,
very deeply wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's something not sparking in your brain for you to fucking say, I'm just going to kill my handicapped sister who has all these problems already.
Like, even if you do that, but going the extra mile to post it and do all that shit, that's something that even an asylum can't fix.
Yeah, like, you can't be fixed.
No. You're a fucking right off at that point.
Okay, we went a real dark turn, and I don't like that feeling.
Yeah, man, we got to get happy again. Led.
Yeah, that was. I just saw that. Then, like, I went outside in my truck after. I'm like, man, I don't like that. And I like looked at it when I was outside, and like the pitch black. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that, dude. And I like had to get out of it. I didn't even read the rest of it. But
me and Jake were in a Discord call last night because we were playing a little bit of Satisfactory, fucking slapper of a game.
Great fucking game, fantastic. Really recommend it.
And. So I'm playing. He's like, oh, I'm just going to get off and watch a couple videos, but I'll stay in the call, right?
No, I said I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back.
And then he's talking to me. He's like, I'm laying on the floor and I can't get comfortable, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's shitty, man. So I keep on playing. Probably 5 minutes later, all I hear is these fucking snores breaking through the breaking through the silence.
Oh,
no,
man.
But at this point, I moved up into my chair.
Yeah, and it's like
snores rank too.
And it's like every couple of seconds, I'll just hear like, you know, like shit like that.
Yo, dude, okay, Pierce came over.
Are we shifting away from this?
No, I gotta finish my story
first.
Okay, yo, fuck. This is just about sleeping.
Yeah. Okay, so he's sleeping, right? And then like half an hour later, he's still sleeping. And eventually
half an hour?
Oh yeah.
Man, I literally this is how it went for me. I closed my eyes and I fucking woke up and I was still watching the same Star Wars video that I fell asleep watching.
Yeah. And then he just wakes up and he's like, oh, what are you doing? Are you sleeping? He said that to me.
I said that?
Yeah.
Yo, that's such a stereotypical like answer though when you wake up.
And then I'm like, no, you were fucking sleeping. And he's like, no, I was just watching videos.
I didn't think I was asleep. I didn't know I fell asleep. I just woke up and it was the same video that I was watching before, so I was like, oh, whatever.
You know what that reminds me of real quick?
What?
When you're playing hide and go seek and you hit in a real dope spot and somebody finds you right away, you're like, fuck, I'm not even playing. Not even
playing. He just gets pissed off.
Hey, why are you underneath the collar then? Are you sleeping?
We had a friend that got mad at us for calling him out for sleeping once.
Oh yeah.
in the back seat of the truck.
We were going down to a different city city to pick up Zach's car that he bought. And Zach's sitting in the front seat and I was driving, and like we're driving this trailer and we're on some I took a really fucked up route, and we found ourselves on this fucking crazy back road in like March, so it's like really shitty roads.
Yeah.
And like fuck, I have no idea how the guy was sleeping. And fucking
we out for like an hour and a half, man.
Yeah, we were like, man, were you asleep? Like after he wakes up, like, you sleeping, bro? No, man. I just closed my eyes. We're like, are you closing your eyes for an hour? He's like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, he just got pissed. That's
that was like, fucking funny.
Dude, okay, Pierce came over a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
And fucking Jake has got a little like futon in his fucking gaming room.
It's a couch.
Yeah, couch, sorry. And I walked out of the shower and I dead ass thought Pierce was having a full blown seizure, man. That dude was fucking twitching so fucking hard, man. I honestly thought he was having a seizure. I didn't know what to fucking do. Like, I was going to call somebody.
So you just left me there?
Dude, you were doing the same time. You had, like, the fucking dangle arm against the chest going.
Like, I didn't know what to do, so he just left him.
Is he okay? Well, you were like, oh, yeah, dude, he's just sleeping. Like, he's twitching like crazy, bro.
I was sitting in the living room, and Zach's like, what's wrong with Pierce? I was like, I don't know, he's fucking sleeping. His shirt's off. He's laying on my fucking
just tweaking.
I was having a good sleep.
Trying to find his vape in his fucking dream.
Oh yeah, that was the same sleep that I fucking poured mayo on him. Remember?
Yeah, that's how I woke up, was fucking mayo on my arm.
That's something I find so gross, man.
What, when I put mayo on Pierce's arm?
No, just raw condiments.
Oh yeah.
Like just ketchup or just mustard or just mayo or just like butter, man. Like just it's just by fucking themselves? Disgusting. Huh?
Like just by themselves?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Just like if you squirt them on a plate, it's gross to you?
Yeah, like it's just disgusting.
Has to have food with it.
Yeah, dude. Like we used to all go to buffets and shit like that as a soccer team when we were younger, right? And there was this, there was always that one little fucking handicapped fucking kid on your team that just pissed you the fuck off when you ate, man. Like, not literally handicapped, just fucking, like, absolutely, like, acted like he's mentally challenged. Okay. I'm digging a hole here and I don't know where I'm going with it. We gotta peel those out. Anyways, this dude would fucking, like, go get himself a fucking Pepsi. And just fucking mix like ketchup.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that shit'll make me puke too.
Mix, really? Like,
yeah.
Ketchup. I gotta get myself together.
That shit doesn't bother me. Oh, it never
has. I know, because you did that too in like elementary school.
Yeah, I would mix like a couple things together.
Yeah, this happened like, when I was playing hockey. Fucking got up to go to the bathroom. We were having like a big whatever supper together, and some kid put a bunch of fucking HP sauce in my Coke. I took a sip of that shit. I fucking puked, man.
Instant nerf.
Yeah.
HP sauce. When we were in Mexico, I put a bunch of salt in Zach's beer and it fucking overflowed.
Yeah. True story.
That was funny. Also, I remember we unscrewed the salt cap for that on that one chick's table and she picked it up and it fucking burst.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So
anyway, else,
and then we broke an elevator.
So what? Yeah, we broke an elevator. Do, Zach.
Pierce.
What did he do?
Yeah. What did he do?
What are you talking about?
The kid.
Your fucking handicapped friend.
Why would you say it like that? He wasn't handicapped.
Oh, here
nothing
we
of
go.
Those words.
Never use none of those words.
Friend.
Dude, he would put like ketchup and like mayo and like salt and pepper. And like ice cream and everything in his drink, and just mix it up and drink it.
Shut up.
You're gonna cry.
Dude, it's so gross. I'm trying to fucking stay composed right now.
Like, he'd actually drink it, like, willingly.
Not like the full thing. You just take like two sips. Oh, that's gross, man. It's like, well, no shit.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm sitting there trying to eat my supper, looking at Timmy Turner across the table with a science experiment. Like, stop.
Mixing a whole bunch of characters there. I like it.
Timmy Turner.
I just fucking hate when people like play with their food like that.
I did that when I was, yeah, like you said, when I was a kid, but I wouldn't fucking drink it.
That's why I don't want a kid, man. Like, that's why I do not want a child right now, because I don't got the stomach, man.
There's always fucking some kids that'll do that, you know? Like, I would have never thought to do that, but some kids just do it, you know? It's, like, instinctive to them.
Yeah.
It's because
their primal instincts just kick out, like.
It was funny. In elementary school, I also put an entire glue stick on the back of Zach's chair, and he sat on it, and it went all up his back. Do you remember that, Zach?
You're not funny, man.
I remember doing that when we were in elementary school. I fucking glue-sticked his chair.
Holy fuck.
People just used to bully me, man.
Me?
People just used to bully me. When you're the coolest, best-looking kid in your school, people just think it's cool to make fun of you.
I never bullied you.
That's how it works.
I guess so.
I never bullied you. I just wanted to fucking get glue all over your back. Yeah.
That's a definition of bullying.
Yeah, I guess. I used to bully Zach.
Jake's, you still do, man.
Jake's a bully confirmed.
Oh shit. When's the last time I bullied you?
You don't even want me to talk about it on podcast.
Yeah, shut up, nerd. Say it. When's the last time
I bullied you? No need to fucking worry about me.
Okay.
Macaroni with the chicken strips.
Yeah, I got fucking, I was fucking around on Twitter this week. The story goes, I was eating Gushers, and I got two bags in a row that were all fucking red, and it was
fucking
variety pack.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm expecting fucking variety. Got two bags in a row that were all red, so I fucking went to Twitter, at Clue Burner account on Twitter, and
well, he plugged himself.
I'm plugging myself. And I fucking messaged or I tweeted at Gushers and they fucking responded. I can't remember what they said. I can pull it up right now. All right. So they said, I said, hey, Gushers, I just got two bags of just red Gushers in a row. Do you really seek to hurt me? And they said, hi there. Did you buy our variety pack? The all red pouches should be labeled strawberry. And I said, variety pack all the way, because he was. He give me a smooch and I'll be good. And they never fucking responded.
I wonder why.
So I was going to go way fucking worse, but I was like, man, these guys might fucking block me or something. But
yeah, you don't want that.
No, I don't want to get
not blocked. From the Gushers.
Not from the Gushers. No.
Oh,
anybody
my.
Else, but not the Gushers.
God. Not the Gush. But anyway, follow me on Twitter, at Clue Burner account, account spelled A-C-C-T. What else we got, Zach? What are you groaning about?
Dude, I just saw the grossest video, but I'm trying to...
What is it? Just explain it to us.
So this dude's, like, what are those discs that you throw out to shoot with a shotgun?
Like a skeet?
Yeah, this dude throw out a skeet, and this guy puts his gun up in, like, slow motion. It's like, good shot, that. And then all of a sudden, it was this chick... like 600 pounds with her fucking pants down her past her ass, rips the grossest fucking fart and just wafts it away.
Just the messiest fucking video.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, the structure. It doesn't make sense, but it's awesome.
You guys are going to be in for a treat when we finally actually do, like, video so we can show these videos that we're talking about and shit.
Oh, I'm going to be fucking spamming the chat with videos. Holy fuck.
You guys are in for a treat when it comes
to... Yeah, I have a lot of videos saved up.
This summer. But anyway, thanks for showing up. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you coming to This Week in Irrelevance. That's...
The boys are coming back more consistent. We're going to be trying to drop every Monday as well, I think, now. Right?
Are we doing Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, okay. We're recording on Thursday. We're dropping on Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What do you mean? These are all live.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
We don't even edit them.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in.
You guys want to hear a shameless plug?
Yes.
Speaking of live, follow my Twitch account at clue_live.
Yeah, he goes live once a month.
Not good. Oh, yeah. Clue is spelled CLU. What the fuck just happened? I just blacked out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy.
Okay. Speaking of blackout, I got to go slam 15 beer because I don't go to work tomorrow. So, all right, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Tell your uncle.